So what did you do next?
My aunt had married an Englishman and had come back to England, and they were living in Bristol. And she had been nursing in Singapore and had come over here and started nursing at the Bristol General Hospital. And my parents wrote to her to say, was there a possibility that I could come over and do nursing in England, because Singapore nursing school weren't willing to accept me because of my diabetes. My aunt approached the matron and she said, yes, there'd be no trouble at all, but she would recommend me to go to Weston-super-Mare, which was a smaller hospital, so it would be easier for me. And so I wrote to the matron of Weston-super-Mare General Hospital, and she sent me the application forms, and I filled them in and sent them back to her. And she said, yes, I could come over. And in June 1960, on the 23rd June 1960, at 20:30 hours, I left home by air. I stopped at Bangkok in transit, met my two maternal uncles at Bangkok Airport, and then I flew on to England, arriving at Heathrow on the 24th of June, and I was met then by my auntie, my uncle, and my two cousins. I settled into life in Bristol. I went to Weston-super-Mare, met Matron Hindley, and she suggested that I start as a cadet in 1960 just to get used to the routine. I enjoyed the summer with my aunt and family. I found it a completely different way of life. The food was different, but I remember very clearly the lovely, mellow, warm evenings right until 11 p.m. at night in the summers then. Oh, it was really delightful. You could go out in the evenings just with a cardigan and you felt good.
Did you find it difficult to adjust to the diet as regarding your diabetes?
In a way, yes, to a certain extent. I missed my rice and it was mainly potatoes, but I adapted. I'm easygoing where food is concerned, yeah. I adapted, and my aunt was very good. Being in the nursing profession, she knew exactly how much and what to give me, and that was it, yeah.
Because you said in the hospital that you were taught to think in portions. Were you still thinking in portions by the time you came to England?
Oh, yes. Those days, everything was in portions, and things had to be weighed as well as regards the carbohydrates, yeah.